Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Kuku Radio, and this is Yuki here for today. In our today's program, we are going to talk about being sarcastic. Being sarcastic. 欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki。今天呢，想要跟大家一起来分享到的是伤感情的一些小行为、小举动。今天节目呢，想要跟大家一起来分享到的一个伤感情的小行为、小举动呢，就是说话刻薄。很多人呢，在相处的时候，要是不开心的话呢，可能会冷嘲热讽，这样的话呢，会伤感情。While you can pass the odd sarcastic quip off as a joke, there is often a deep-seated hostility towards your partner at play behind a persistent use of sarcasm to put your partner down. 当你把冷嘲热讽当说话的时候呢，说明你内心深处对他充满了敌意，希望通过不断的挖苦打击他。If you want your relationship to flourish, it's time to look inwards and work out why you are behaving this way before it's too late. 如果说你希望关系融洽，在无法挽回之前呢，赶快自省一点，挖出作祟的恶魔吧，不然的话呢，你们的关系将会有可能变得很糟糕哦。You might find your partner starts to push you away or avoid spending time with you out of fear and anger. Being on the receiving end of sarcasm can be especially wearing. 你可能呢会发现对方已经开始回避你了，或是出于恐惧，或是恼怒，不愿意和你在一起。其实呢，被讽刺挖苦的滋味真的是很不好受。所以呢，我们应该稍微的要注意一下 ，OK， 说话呢不要太过于刻薄，不然的话呢，真的会伤感情哦。Okay, that's all about our today's Kuku Radio. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye bye.